All right, KFIZ News Time is 10:39, coming up on 10:40. Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. Wrapping up the show here on a Friday, talking about something to mark your calendars for, not this weekend, but next weekend. And if you've been watching the progress on Facebook or anywhere you get your news sources, hopefully right here, you will know that there's been a really neat improvement project going on for the last handful of months and years at the Galloway House and Village in Fond du Lac with the Fond du Lac County Historical Society. And a grand reopening event coming up next week, Saturday and Sunday, May 29th and 30th. And joining us to tell us all about that and more is Executive Director of the Historical Society, Ben Giles. How's it going?
Hey, Spencer. Good. How are you?
Good. Good to have you in the studio.
Thank you. Yes, it's great to be here. I think the world's starting to get back to normal a little bit, and I love to see it, love to hear it.
That's absolutely true. I had the fairest of the fair candidates in here yesterday.
Nice.
We had a full house. We had like seven people in studio. That's like felt like 2019 all over again.
I saw that on Facebook. That's really great to see. Great. Thank you for the wonderful introduction as well with everything that's going on at the Galloway House and Village. We are very excited for all the improvements. Really, a new energy, new life is coming to the Galloway House and Village, and we couldn't be more happy to show that to the community this summer.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook the other day you had your new fence installed. That's kind of a neat process, and it just kind of shows, kind of runs the gamut from bigger stuff like a fence getting installed to, I know I've seen some fresh coats of paint driving by on Pioneer. So you had a lot of different things happen. Kind of take us through what went into this this improvement plan or these improvements and what all was done as part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Fond du Lac County Historical Society that owns and operates Galloway House and Village embarked on a capital campaign venture really a few years ago in 2018. Prior to me coming on board, the board set out a great vision. They hired a consultant and they talked with community leaders, businesses, and the Galloways to help basically raise money to restore restorations and renovations at the village. So we raised $1.6 million. The county kicked in $500,000 for the actual mansion. So the mansion is historic designated property. There's three of those on our property of our 32 different buildings and fixtures that we have. Three of them are historically designated, including the 1865 Victorian mansion that the Galloways donated. So the county actually put $493,000 into restoration projects over the course of the last 3 years at the actual mansion. They replaced all the failing wood on the exterior. They painted, they replaced the roof, all of the chimneys. It looks beautiful. Probably the most beautiful it's looked in decades. And so we are very thankful for Fond du Lac County for that support. But then there was also community support that came in to the tune of $1.6 million. And what we did with that is quite phenomenal. We lifted a lot of buildings. We put new foundations in to some of the buildings so that their life will be preserved for decades to come. A lot of fresh coat, like you said. We have new sidewalks and a drainage system. We have a new fence facade. Ornamental fencing is on the front and a new gate, grand gate entrance that's lit up. Looks very historic. We had the masonry from C.D. Smith was very, very impressive. And then we, obviously are working on landscaping now and finishing up some projects before we welcome the community to our grand reopening event on May 29th and May 30th next weekend. Folks that want to come will be able to see all the improvements. We have great poster boards at the 19 plus buildings that were touched and repaired upon at the village. So once you're coming for all these activities we have on our poster and our flyer on our website or on our Facebook page, you can also see before and after pics. You can see all of the work that was done. We kind of have it typed out on these big poster boards at the different buildings. But we're having a celebration. We want to do more than just have a dynamic facility with these renovated and restored buildings. We also want to pair that with our programming that we have done well in the past, like our Ice Cream Social. Mm-hmm. But we also want to do new things. And so that's why we've really opened up a variety of what we can do and what we want to do and how we can serve the community, how we can keep history alive and make it an immersive experience for those that want to be involved. And that starts next weekend at our event that we have going on.
So let's just tell folks what they could expect. You mentioned it's Saturday the 29th, Sunday the 30th. It looks like it's noon to 7, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
And it sounds like there's some different stuff going on each day.
So if you buy a ticket to come in, so you can either become a member and come to our events as a member benefit for the rest of the summer, Or you can buy general admission that day. It's $10 for an individual to come in, $30 for a family. That gets you into both days. So Saturday, May 29th, from 12 to 3, we have living history tours. We're going to have actors and actresses in period costume pieces at different buildings that are going to be, they have fun facts about the buildings, about, you know, what someone, so for example, we have a dress shop on our grounds. We're going to have someone in the dress shop in a dress from the early 1920s. It's a costume, so it's not actually from the 1920s, but it is set like it would be. And then the dress shop owner is going to welcome you into the dress shop and show you all around. So that's going to be exciting. We also have live music at 4 p.m. that day on Saturday. The Tinker Boys are coming in. We have an Evolution of Main Street presentation at 3 p.m. with our library manager. So Tracy Reinhardt comes on your show very often.
Yep.
She is going to do a presentation. We're going to print out a bunch of different streetscapes of Main Street from late 1800s to probably 1960s. And so some will be black and white, some will be in color. And Tracy's going to walk you through what it was like throughout Main Street in this rich history of our county. And then folks can actually purchase those pictures after the fact. So we'll have the ability for folks, if you want it in your office or in your home, there's a really cool one we just posted on Facebook, on Fond du Lac County Historical Society Facebook page, that has the trolley that used to run down Main Street. And when the city reconstructed North Main over by the police department and Taco John's and Hoppers, they actually found one of those lines under the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And cool. they posted about it on Facebook. It's pretty neat. Those are ways that history stays aligned. But then we also have a adult patronship at 5:30 that day on Saturday as well. There'll be some cornhole, some outdoor games, and then Sunday is geared toward kids. So Saturday, we'll have food trucks and we'll have beer and wine, and we'll have live music and we'll have those tours. You can also tour the mansion. And then Sunday is more geared toward kids. So we'll have balloon twisting, we have a magician coming in, we have guided arts and crafts, and then we have some story times. And those living history tours will also happen on Sunday as well from 12 to 3. So make sure you get there between 12 and 3, so you can see some of those actors in their period pieces, talk to them, go through the mansion, have a beer, get some food from the food trucks. CC's Chocolates is also coming out to, we have a candy display in our welcome center, and so CC's Chocolates will be selling candy out of the Hope's candy display as well.
Nice. Very cool. So if people want to buy a ticket, how can they do
that? They can do it at the door. Okay. Otherwise, they can go to hometowntickets.com/Galloway House and Village. You can buy it ahead of time, and we'll have it ready for you. Or you can just come to the door. We'd love it if you sign up for a membership to help keep history alive. We want to become sustainable as a nonprofit, and that's a great way to support us.
Awesome. And I know this is just kind of the start of your whole summer season. Traditionally, the Galloway House Village Historical Society's had regular hours during the summer. And I know you got some programming that you're going to be still doing throughout the summer.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yes. We have, we're open Memorial Day to Labor Day, Wednesday through Sunday. So our hours are on our website, FTLHistory.com. And we do have a Summer Night Out series. We're going to have some concerts at the Village once a month, trying a little new thing to bring people out, have some live music, and see the grounds. And then our Ice Cream Social, August 8th, mark the calendar. I think it's our 65th. There's a little internal debate about whether you count the year that was canceled last year. So 64th, 65th, but I think we're going to market it as our 65th, and we don't want to skip a beat. That has been our trademarked and absolutely best event that we've done consistently over and over and over again, so we hope the community will come out for that one as well.
Awesome. Anything else people should check out on the website or Facebook?
Yeah, go to FDLHistory.com. You can check out all of our programming, all we're doing. Also, like us on Facebook. We have a lot of really cool pictures of old Fond du Lac County history. We get a lot of great engagement there. And we have some promo posts. You can see the flyer and everything that's going on for May 29th and 30th at the grand reopening event.
Very cool. Ben, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Spencer.
Ben Giles joining us from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society here in KFIZ. It's 1048.
As a farmer, no.